Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Point of View.
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
Thanks very much for staying with us. It's 17 minutes after 8 o'clock. You may have heard the story yesterday. It broke quite late yesterday. A story coming through of the death of two learners who were out at a facility in Centurion. These learners had drowned, unfortunately. We've been hearing reports from the Department of Basic Education. We'll speak to Steve Mabona in a short while. But we also wanted to speak to the Federation of Governing Bodies of South Africa, because they also play a massive role in how we manage, you know, some of these things, excursions and so on. So our Deputy CEO there is Rian van der Berg, who's on the line with us. Thank you very much, Mr. van der Berg, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Camilla, and good evening to the listeners.
You must be very concerned. It wasn't very long ago when we had another learner who passed away, unfortunately. I think it was a 12-year-old, also a drowning at an excursion. As a school governing body federation, what are your thoughts on how we're managing some of these activities that end up, so tragically?
Yes, maybe at the onset we must say that it is a really a tragic turn of events, and our heartfelt sympathies to the families of those learners as well as their classmates. It's never nice to talk on the media about such a tragic event, and we should pause and just honor the two learners. We also need to just maybe pause and wait for the investigation to take place and tell us exactly what happened at this incident, even though it is very sad, and the previous events and incidents are also sad. We need to look at what we could do better. At the end of the day, I think we should do better, but the Governing Body Association, we feel very strongly that a governing body that consists of a majority of parents must measure the risks of excursions. A big portion of the work of a governing body is to look at the risks. A governing body must set policy, and we must have policies in place to have parent consent for taking excursions. We must have policy in place for ensuring that we use credible venues and credible service providers and facilitators that host these excursions.
Yeah. You know, I was looking at the visuals coming through, comparing that to what we were told yesterday. And of course, you know, it's very early days. You don't expect details to be accurate so early. But then one wonders, for instance, I'm a parent. I get a letter from the school that says, we are suggesting there's a school trip, excursion to place X for whatever the case may be. I'm never invited as a parent to go and, you know, inspect that facility. I just take it for granted that the school knows what they're doing. And there, it's a catch-22, because when you look at the venue and we are told that this particular school was a special school, I'm not sure if the responsibility is on the venue to know what kind of learners are coming. Do you know what I mean? So oftentimes I wonder whether we are not being very fair to all the stakeholders about whose responsibility is what to do what exactly.
Yes, and I can just echo that I think us as parents, if you have a child, you're a big stakeholder in the journey of your child's education. And we need to step closer to the situation, ask these questions, and not just assume things are all good. But we also have to put trust and faith in the structures. In Gauteng, a school needs to have a Department of Education authorization to take excursions. There's a special level of authorization when the excursion includes bodies of water or swimming activities and that sort of thing. So yes, we must measure the risk, we must mitigate the risk, but we must always, as parents, be very much more involved. And that's what a governing body should be. And us as an association stand strongly for that we need more parent involvement. We just went through the governing body elections,
yes, yeah.
and many schools struggled to make the 15% quorum. Now, you know, if you're involved, 15% should be the floor of compliance, not the ceiling of involvement. Mm. So yes, definitely we should put faith in the structures and system and be close to it, but we should also knock on the doors, ask the good questions, give consent, not just signing it. But I know that learners put a high value on these excursions. It's sometimes some of the highlights of their school careers, to go off site and experience something adventurous. But then the loop must be closed as far as all the information goes. The service provider must know what supervision is required, what type of children, the age groups, the size of the group, how many teachers to a group of learners ratio is there, because I think accidents happen so quickly that it can happen right next to you. But we must take due care with our learners. This is just too often that we have this discussion.
How often do school governing bodies, as an oversight, you obviously play that oversight role, how often do school governing bodies, I mean all of them, maybe majority of them, go back to some of the recommendations that would come from an incident like we've had? And the department many, many a times have asked for independent assessors to come in and give a full report, and they often have shared that report. How often do school governing bodies go back to have a look at those recommendations so that they themselves can adjust some of their own policies so that they don't find themselves in the same kind of situation?
Yeah, the discussion should always be open. It's not that you put a policy in place one time and just file it and leave it. So our advice, our training, our consultation to governing bodies is we should always sit around the table and ask the good questions. We should have the robust debate. We should ensure that the policy is not just a box-ticking exercise. And very often it is. It's a compliance exercise. We need to just drop off the policy at the Department of Education and they offer our next. But we must have that discussion with every excursion and ensure that we look at new risks, if there are new risks, if the situation has changed. So our advice to governing bodies is have that discussion ongoing. Review policy at the onset of the new governing body term, which it is now. Have a look at what we do, how we do it, and should we do it differently. The school must stand in a position of trust to the community, to the learners, and essentially we take care of the learners as if they are our own at school. You know, the legal term is in loco parentis, so the school takes care of your child. But it is a joint journey between the parents and the structure at school. School is not the only education journey that the learner is on, and the parent is a big partner to that. Mm. And that's where the governing body must work.
Rian van der Berg is a deputy CEO of the Federation of Governing Bodies of South African Schools. Listening into that conversation is Steve Mabona from the Department of Basic Education. He's a spokesperson there. Thank you very much, Mr. Mabona, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to all of our listeners.
It was quite unfortunate when the news came through yesterday of the two learners that had lost their lives due to drowning. How much information has the department been able to gather about what actually happened yesterday?
Well, our investigation continues, but to a certain extent, we are aware that the incident occurred in a campsite in Erasmia. Mm. Initially, they said it was a dam. It was a river.
Yeah.
It's not in the river, it's in a dam. There's a man-made dam there, which they, according to what we were given, they were doing a briefing, and Lena jumped into that dam, and the other one was trying to rescue. And they both drowned. So there's many questions that we have for the site, for the school, and all those that were involved there. So that's why they need to visit the school tomorrow, just to understand and make pronouncements and probably way forward.
As you said, lots of questions to ask. This was a special school, from my understanding. That is now clear, right? Am I correct in saying so?
It's a school for learners with special educational needs.
Yes. And we were told that in all their programs, they had no water activities that were scheduled.
In this camp, yes, it was verified that there was no water-related activity that is going to be taking place.
Mm.
Because remember, we changed our regulations. When coming to any water-related, activity, we need lifeguards, we need vests, the safety must be, appropriate. All those obviously must take.
Which brings me to my next point, because based on the fact that the activities did not indicate that there will be any water activities, I suppose there would be no need then to have asked for lifeguards and vests and so on. Therefore, this particular excursion, without those officials, was approved.
I would say, before going on site and seeing how that place look, I'll say yes, there's no need for lifeguards.
Mm-hmm.
But after seeing what I saw,
mm-hmm.
there's no way that you can just put learners there and you don't mend or those dams.
And that dam looked very full, may I add.
It's not the only one. There's adjacent to that, there's another one.
Mm.
So before the river.
Mm.
So you will need one or the other, an element of making sure that the supervision, closer to the dam. In the event of anything, like the police seem to have the rescue mission. So, those are the questions that really we want to understand.
Has the MEC decided yet whether there will be an independent investigation? Are you there yet? I know that the MEC has scheduled to visit the school tomorrow.
No, you will be informed by what he get at the school. Because remember, there's no formal report that he's been provided with.
Mm.
So he's going there just to understand from those that were involved from the inception or of the, program or the initial, process to say, we need to undertake this program. What informed that? Look on all the elements and then make an informed decision.
Steve, I was making the point with the previous guest earlier to say you often, when these things happen, often there has been investigations, independent investigations, there are recommendations, and generally you as a department go and implement those recommendations. But do you find that schools, especially school governing bodies, go back and revisit their own policies as to, what kind of excursions that they may be looking at and the things that are would be public knowledge after you have submitted those reports to the public? Do you find that they go back and learn from those mistakes?
Now, to a certain extent, schools do. But like as I was, talking to other media houses, we can't take a blanket decision.
Of course.
And say we do away with excursions where there's water.
Definitely.
I mean, there's parents that will tell you that our children can swim. They were exposed to water at an early age. Some will tell you that the water is utilized as a sport, because some will be a swimmer, some will be doing a water polo, sport. So you then need to look at all those aspects in a broader perspective, without confining yourself to only one. So you then assist the SGBs, yes, to decide on occasions to undertake, but without being strict to say you can't go that way. You rather guide them to say, if you go that way, these are the boxes that you need to tick, as it were. And, those were changed. I mean, the regulations were changed. The schools know if they're going away for 3 days or for a weekend, for more than 1 day, what is it that they need to do? Districts know as well on what is it that they need to do, because the documents are there, regulations are there for them to utilize.
The MEC, as you said, is going tomorrow. How are the parents? I believe that these are learners from Tembisa. Both of them are from Tembisa.
Our officials were interacting with the both families yesterday. Mm. You know, there's one family that was on site. The other family could not make it, but the police and our officials then had to go visit them, you know, interact with them. Our psycho support team has been on the ground today. They've interacted with the school community. When you visit the families, you will normally extend the support. But, you know, families are not the same. Some will say, we are still not in a position to take it now. Some would say, yes, we'll take it, or we'll take it at a later stage. So when you interact with them, those are the things that you need to make sure that you clarify.
Sri Mabona, thank you very much for your time. He is a Gauteng Basic Education spokesperson. And as he said, the MEC will be going tomorrow to the school to just get some more information about what actually happened at that excursion. The unfortunate two learners dying by drowning there. They had been on an excursion and it was around Centurion. And you may remember when the reports came through yesterday, it was said that it was around the Hennops River when journalists and the officials also went there today to have a look for themselves. It wasn't actually, it was a dam. It was a man-made dam there. If you've seen the visuals, or maybe you haven't even seen the visuals, clearly that water is dangerous. It's literally right where the campsite was. It's a full dam. It's so close to where anybody would have been doing the activities. And I just wonder whether anybody had actually gone on site to do some checks on the site itself, whether anybody had actually done site inspection. And of course, all of this is very early days. But certainly, if that was a pool, there would have been a regulation, a swimming pool, there would have been a regulation about cordoning off the swimming pool. So one expects that similarly, in a facility where there are learners coming through, there would be some sort of barricade that stops anybody wanting to go into the pool unauthorized not to do that. So these are some of the concerns, because you know we just cannot have again two more learners passing away. You remember Latoya Tamilton, who passed away in January. That incident was in 20th of January. That 12-year-old who passed away from drowning herself, and again we now have two more learners passing away by drowning. And I just think it is quite sad. And we look forward to what the investigations have to say.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.